This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. It's the time of year when kids are going back to school. In fact, most local schools went back this very week. The St. Louis Dairy Council does many things for school districts during the school year. I discussed how the St. Louis Dairy Council works with schools to promote dairy consumption with Jill Williams. Jill is a nutrition educator with the St. Louis Dairy Council.
Sure. We do lots of different programs for schools. Several things we have going on right now. One of the things, we have an Adopt-A-Cow program. And it's a great program because it's totally free and for teachers to use. And it's available on our website, so it's all virtual. The Adopt-A-Cow barn is open right now. It opened on August 13th, and it's going to stay open until September 13th. And teachers can go on and they can adopt a cow for their classroom. I think we have about 8 different cows that they can choose from different farms. And then their classroom can name the cow, and they get downloadable resources and updates on their cow every month of, you know, how their cow's doing and how their cow's growing. They get pictures every month. So it's a really fun program for teachers to be involved in. We have some other things like these Think Your Drink cards, which is for PE and health teachers. Lots of different cards with nutrition information on them. And we have some activities that go along with it, some fitness activities. We are doing back to school visits. So we're working with food service directors on ways to promote dairy in their cafeterias. We also have a program for family and consumer science teachers called Dollars for Dairy in the Classroom. And that's where those teachers that are teaching like home ec type classes can get reimbursement for dairy products that they purchase. So if they're purchasing milk or cheese or yogurt for the classroom, they can get some reimbursement from us. And we also have another program where we're working with coaches, and we have some grant money available to for them to use chocolate milk as a recovery beverage for athletes. So we're trying to focus on all different areas of the school and kind of all different age groups, and make sure that we kind of hit all those kids in the school.
And you mentioned working with cafeteria food service directors. I know I personally actually miss high school lunches, but can you tell me about what a school meal looks like these days?
Sure. Well, you know, you probably remember school meals more than I do, but they have changed a lot, especially, you know, probably since I was in high school. But, you know, school meals, they've always been a source of good nutrition for students, but now, you know, there are some stricter regulations. USDA is making sure that meals are really balanced and fresh. There's lots of fruits and vegetables and whole grains and lean proteins. And, of course, there's always low-fat or fat-free milk available. The components of school meals are really carefully calculated to make sure that schools are offering the maximum nutrition, also while minimizing, like, saturated fat and sodium. And if food items don't meet the parameters, they're not allowed to be sold. So, like, for a la carte sales, you know, other things that they're selling in schools, there's a lot of rules and regulations around that even now. So they can't just, you know, bring in other things to sell. But school meals are focusing on, you know, bringing in local foods, farm fresh produce. A lot of schools now have school gardens, and, you know, they might be using some of that garden produce in their school meals. And also, you know, a good thing to remember is that milk is always local as well.
And what programs do you offer for school cafeterias to promote dairy?
So we have several things for cafeterias. We have some posters available, and these are available on our website at stldairycouncil.org. Free posters. Schools can order up to 4 posters per school, and they can customize these posters with their school name and their mascot, which is great. And those are available on our website, totally free for schools. We also do, you know, some other programs. In October, we have Farm to School Month coming up. So we have a program called Thank a Farmer. We do a collection of local farmer bios and signage that will be available on our website to print and to display those in the cafeteria. So we're just trying to highlight dairy farmers as a part of the whole Farm to School movement. And another thing that we do is we have a Dollars for Dairy program. So This is where we give grant funds to school cafeterias to promote dairy in the cafeteria. So we had lots of schools apply this year, and we give up to $2,000 per school for these funds, and so they can use them for, you know, milk coolers or other equipment to promote dairy. Schools are doing lots of interesting things with that.
More from Jill Williams after these messages. The St. Louis Dairy Council helps schools promote milk through many campaigns. One of those is the Dollars for Dairy. This is a campaign that gives up to $2,000 to schools that apply for their promotion of dairy in the cafeteria. This can be to purchase milk coolers or even for a coffee bar. Here's Jill Williams with more details on the Dollars for Dairy campaign. Jill is a nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council.
So the schools have to apply. Usually the applications are due by June. And then we reviewed the applications in July and notified the schools, and they had their funds by August. So now we had about 117 schools apply for our cafeteria funds this past year. And we received lots of applications in my territory. And then I have about 7 schools that I am working with in this area. So the schools are doing all kinds of different things that are interesting. I have a school district in Sangamon County, Springfield School District 186, that applied to get an espresso machine for their school. So they're going to start a little coffee bar in their high school. So we gave them funds to do that. In Jacksonville, they applied for funds to get some panini presses. So they're going to be making, you know, panini sandwiches for lunch, which is, you know, a little bit fancier than just your regular, you know, grilled cheese, right? So they're kind of trying to go maybe like the Panera sort of route. We have districts that have applied for funds for like salad bars, for merchandisers, all kinds of different things, which, you know, are going to be great for promoting dairy in their schools. We also have a lot of districts that apply for, you know, things for breakfast in the classroom or a grab and go type of breakfast. So, you know, now schools are trying to make sure that all kids eat breakfast. So, you know, they might have a breakfast cart that's available as soon as the students walk in the door. So those are some things that we fund as well.
What types of follow-up do you do with schools that receive funds from the St. Louis Dairy Council?
Well, we do make sure that, you know, they used the funds to purchase the equipment that they said they were going to purchase. And we go and do some site visits. We take photos. We have them do some yearly reporting to capture the data. So, you know, for example, if they got a milk cooler, then they might be just reporting to us things like milk sales, so we can see, is this making a difference in, you know, the amount of milk that the students are drinking.
And you mentioned several programs that schools are implementing to support breakfast programs. Why is breakfast so important?
Well, breakfast is the first nutrition opportunity of the day. It's a really good chance to boost our intake of foods that we might be lacking in our diets, like dairy or fruits or whole grains. And these foods pack a powerful punch of vitamins, minerals, and protein and fiber. Research actually shows that breakfast skippers may not make up these nutrients later in the day. Breakfast is super, super important for kids because breakfast equals achievement. So students who eat school breakfast achieve 17.5% higher scores on standardized tests and attend school 1.5 more days per school year than students that don't eat breakfast. So it's really important for kids to eat breakfast. You know, it's funny, in schools, a lot of times the administrators will always want to make sure that the students eat breakfast on the standardized testing days. But, you know, it's really important for them to eat breakfast all year long when they're actually learning the information for the test, right? Not just on the test day. It's important every day. Kids focus better when they have breakfast. They have less trips to the nurse. Breakfast is just so important for learning. And dairy is a part of a breakfast meal, and it's packed full of nutrition for kids. So, you know, we get that good bone-building calcium and protein. And some kids don't get milk at home, so it's really essential that they're getting a good meal when they're at school.
The recipes this month are examples of what some schools are serving up in their cafeterias this year. Can you tell me more about that?
Sure. On our website, stldairycouncil.org, we always feature a few recipes each month. If you go to our the What's New tab on our website, you can find those. And this month, we're featuring an iced coffee drink, and we also have some panini and quesadilla recipes. So these are just some examples of things that school districts might be doing. Some new and different things. These could easily be modified. So, for example, for the coffee drink, you can modify it using different types of milk. So lactose-free milk or fat-free or whole milk, or you can use different flavors of syrup, sugar-free syrup, regular syrup, vanilla. For the paninis, you can use your favorite breads like whole grain bread, or you can use different vegetables or different types of cheese. So these recipes are really easy to make at home, too, and can help you get in your 3 servings of dairy a day.
And where can listeners go to find out more information on all these great programs?
Well, I mentioned our website a few times. It's stldairycouncil.org. So make sure to go check that out, especially if you're a teacher or, you work in a school or you're a food service person. There's lots of free resources for you on there. And you can also find, recipes and things like that as well. You can check out our Facebook page at STL Dairy Council. And if you have questions, you can email us at info@stldairycouncil.org.
That was Jill Williams with the St. Louis Dairy Council. That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.